We're in Siman Reish Mem Sif Gimel. We're in the middle of learning the halachis of Kibbud Av V'Em. And this Sif is a story in the Gemara. Let's first learn the Mechaber. And Pashup Shad is something which is a bit confusing. Ad Hechad Mayra'am. How far does the obligation of Mayra Av V'Em go? So the Gemara says, so the Shulchan Aruch says, the son is wearing beautiful clothing and sitting at the head of a community and everyone's watching. And his father and or mother came in front of everyone. They ripped his clothing, they hit him on the head. The parents did it to the son. The yarku b'fanav, and they spit in his face. La yachle ma'isam eli yishtaik. You should not embarrass them. You should be quiet. Yarei min melech malchei hamlochim shetzivol b'kach, and show Yerushalayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded him to do this. Now, obviously, this is the aside we started with. That kibbud and mayra avaim is not, as people think, the old American value of showing respect for your elders, because this is obviously more than is logical. And nevertheless, we have this obligation of Mayra Aver. What's the problem with this Sif? The problem with this Sif is Maman Avshach. What's the case? When does he have to be quiet? Does it mean after they did this? Or before they did it? They're about to do it. Either way seems to be a problem. How do you understand? He's talking before they ripped his clothing or after he ripped the clothing? Well, it's after they ripped the clothing. They did it already. They're on the way out. So why would you be mevayish anybody? If he did it already, it's done. And the Shach says, Shach Dalit, Miyum Mutta L'Toyva B'Din. You're allowed to take your parents to Din Torah and tell them to pay for the clothing. So you can pay for Baishas too. The time they were Tever Baishas. So you can Tever the mommy. So what's the case? Is the case, is it Lachar Amaisa? They did it already. So what does that mean for anybody else? Someone rips a person's begotten and he walks out. Is he allowed to be Mevayishim for what?
Well, the Shach is learning
it. So it must be before.
But the Shach is learning
it. No, the Shach can be learned before. He just said that after the fact he can take it to the entire.
Why not? Shach
means what? He can prevent them from doing it. He's possible to still prevent them. If it's possible to prevent them, you think it's aser? So Elamai, so beforehand, do you think beforehand it's aser to stop them?
Maybe by pushing them away, it'll be lack of respect. Also, if I stop, you know, so maybe.
What about somebody else?
So you say not even allowed to stop them? That's a chiddush.
How do you stop?
They can't you let somebody else do it?
You're right.
Can't you let somebody else stop them?
Yeah, I definitely let someone else stop them. The question is if no one else is stopping them. You can run away. That's probably okay.
What if they say?
That's mutter.
No.
I said there are two possibilities. I like the two possibilities. I said what? The lashon of the mechaber is karu begadav yikoa raishai. The Shemachaber is they did it already. So it's mutter by other people? Is it mutter by other people? So I'll tell you, there are two ways to learn. It could be the Losh Shemachaber is afterwards. There is a Losh HaChinuch. I know it because the Chafetz Chaim, in Sefer Chafetz Chaim, in his Psicha, he counts all the Lavim and says that a person's over a Losh Nahara. And Lav Ches and Tes is Laisika V'Laisitar. This is the Kama, and there he brings the Lashon HaChinuch that Bishas Maisa, that someone's starting up with you, so this the Avera of the Kama doesn't apply. The Kama is afterwards to take revenge. If he says lend me your shovel and you say you didn't lend me your shovel, that's an Avera. But Bishas Maisa, the Chinuch has a Lashon that a person is not like an Eved Daimim, and it's hard for a person while a person is doing bad to him, not to respond. I remember there was once a quasi didn't tire in yeshiva. A high school boy was teveya someone else for breaking his glasses. So the Rebbe took them to Rav Palm. So they came to Rav Palm, and it turned out the maisa was that we'll call them Ruvain and Shimon. Ruvain hit Shimon. So Shimon hit him back and broke his glasses. So the question is if Shimon has to pay. So I still remember we were learning Bava Kama at the time. Pop took out a rush. He turned to a rush. And he showed the boys. The rush says, the Gemara is talking there about a shar. It says, if a shar hits another shar, so Yechayiv to pay whatever the rules of Keren are. So it says in the Gemara, the rush brings, that if shar A started up with shar B, and then shar B hit shar A back, and did damage, the owner of shar B is potter. Because that's what happens to a shar. One shar kicks one, or butts one, the other one's going to hit him back. That's that Karen, he's potter. That's a shar. So that's why you need the rush. The rush says at the end of the simon, v'chein linyin adam amazik. Says the safety by Adam is part of Shulchan Aruch, that if a person hits someone, and the heat of the moment, he hits him back, that he's potter for breaking his glasses. Because if someone hits you, you hit him back. That's normal in the heat of the moment. The first person brought it upon himself. Well, Lashon Hara is usually not in the heat of the moment. But you're right.
Make sure you get a good punch.
So it seems. It seems. What? Adam would lie. Except, like the Gemara says, "Ain darker shemini other list by the midrachim." It says someone walks in the street, there's something on the floor, and he tramples it. We don't see other mood lilam. So we have a Kabbalah, "Ain darker shemini other list by the midrachim." People don't look where they're going. I always tell my wife this Gemara. She always complains to me. So what do you mean? The Gemara says, "Ain darker shemini other list by the midrachim." And Tosis says, because people are busy thinking of stuff all the time. Sure, what does he have to think about? So he looks where he's going. A person thinking about a shara Tosis. No.
What?
It sounds like it's a gedder of avaydus. So it could be, you could learn the mechaber this way, although it's hard. You could learn the mechaber that if stam a person hits someone, rips his clothing, so a person is not an even daimen, it's ef shiv him to restrain himself. But by other vi'imai, he's mechuyev to restrain himself, even though it's very hard. By other the imai, you have to picture in your mind Yarei Melech Bachi Ablochish Tzivah Bekach, and you have to hold yourself back. That's one way to learn this mechaber. In which case, we'll say to stop him, you're allowed. It's not mechuyev to lose your money for Kibbutz Aveh. To stop him, you're allowed. But afterwards, you have to restrain yourself. The problem with this pshat is that the whole basis for the din is that it's b'lash b'lashayne, it's e'ef shala adam li'ayis evan daimim. It's something that person's like an honest for. So maman hafshach, if you can restrain yourself, you should really restrain yourself by anybody. If you're an honest, you're an honest by other v'imay too. So the whole case is a little difficult, but maybe that's pshat in the mechaber.
If someone attacks me, I don't have a mitzvah to him back to protect myself. It's not like
to protect yourself, yes. What does he tell you? I hit you once, I'm not hitting you anymore. So now you're not protecting yourself.
Hit him back.
He hit you already, he's finished. What now? So on that, you're allowed to stop a person from hitting you again. There's no shaila. You're right. The person is a right if it's not going to kill you, a right if it's somebody who's hurting you.
How many spirit comes to kill the son? Is the son allowed to appear?
There's no question. It's a mitzvah.
Habalah
harga, I ask you.
So here, if he's coming to do this, why can't that son? That's also a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to protect himself.
He finished. The parents, they ripped his clothing, spit in his face, and they called home tea lunch. They're on the way out.
But you can't.
They're finished. They're done.
This is talking about when it's all done.
Yeah, if they keep on going, I don't think there'd be any shy legs.
You're allowed to do self defense, but you can't overreact. In other words, if someone hits you, you can't take a gun out and shoot them to defend yourself. You can
defend yourself. When it's not allowed, because then... We'll get to it. It's a mechabel. It has nothing to do with the sif. We'll get to it. All right, anyway, the other way to learn, the Archa Shulchan, in Sifkat and Tezvav, seems to learn that this is talking l'moinai, to stop him. Which you're right, it doesn't fit with l'osha mechaber. It's hard to know if he's learning into the mechaber. When he brings this din, he says, "Rishai lemaynai, you're allowed to stop a peirin from ripping your clothing. Avaloi b'derech b'zayin, but it has to be done respectfully." What does it say here in Shulchan Aruch? It says, "Bov avivimay v'kar b'gad l'kiyarash yarkapanim layachlim aysam." It doesn't say don't stop them. It says don't be mevaza them. Don't design to b'zayin. You can try to stop them, you can suddenly run away. It's not a b'zayin. But you could try to. You see, he's saying Pshat Shulchan Aruch is before they did it. You want to get them to stop, but you're not allowed to do it in a way that's a bazillion. He says you can get other people to stop them, or you can run away. But
if you start running away, say,
don't run
away. I command you not to run away. So what do you do?
Command you. So we spoke last week that a command that's not for their covet is not not a command. Anyway, this is the Mechaber, and there's somewhat of a difficulty in the Lashon Mechaber. The Gemara, it's a fascinating Gemara. It's Kedusha Daf Lamed Beis Amid Aleph. It adds another dimension to the whole thing. The Gemara brings a Maisa. Kiha. The Rabba Bar Rav Huna, like the story of Rabba Bar Rav Huna. The Rav Huna kora shirai ba'ape rabba b'rei. Rav Huna ripped the clothing of his son Rabba. Rabba b'rei. Rav Huna ripped the clothing of Rabba. Amri said, "Ezel irzi irasachi l'irasa." Why did he do this? He said, "I want to give him a test. I want to see if he's going to get angry at me or not." So to test the child, he ripped shirai in front of his son. Fact, the Gemara, Dilma Rosach v'Havar Aleph Neiver. It's not clear. It doesn't say. V'Dilma Rosach v'Havar Aleph Neiver L'Sitei Michshol. Maybe he'll get angry. I've Aleph Neiver. He's testing him. He'll be I've Aleph Neiver. And for the Gemara, the Kamach Leili Akre. He was Michael on his covet. So he was Michael ahead of time. He said he's Mevazim Yom Michael. Over Shemach Al Machal. And he wanted to test him.
So the rosach is the anger is a kibra ba'aim problem, or it's a problem that a person not supposed to get angry. So dilma rosach. What's the problem with dilma rosach?
Whatever the problem is, all the problems.
No, because when the Gemara's answering, he says the machal.
The Gemara, yeah, whatever, all the problems. The even angry everything. I'll cover mishum bal tashkis. I is ever bal tashkis. David leit be pumbaini. He ripped it along the seams, it could be sewn back. Taisvis, Esekasha, he was Michael him. For Taisvis, but Niskavin Lechel Bosa Chazir, V'Holo B'Yodai Bosa Tzvi, if a person thinks, doesn't know, it thinks it's an Aveira, so it's also Lifnei Iver. So why does it help? He was Michael him, but the son doesn't know he was Michael him. So Taisvis, get this. Machalai Liakre, so Taisvis. Tzarek Laimer, Shehidiyai kaidim lechein. He notified him beforehand that he's Michaelim. Shaloyeh kamei niskavelecha basachizi aval b'yadei basatle. Shatzark mechil v'kapara. It's all Taisus. He had a case. Very strange. Taisus says he let him know. He told him. He told him, "I'm Michael you." And he said, now he rips his begadim in front of him. Isn't that queer? Strange case. He thought, "I'm Michael you." He let him know. So that's a very difficult thesis, no? What?
Then he's just testing his anger. He's saying you can get angry.
Some anger, he tells him. This is only a test. This is only a test, right? They used to have it, and they still have it. Right? There's only a test, and then we're testing the emergency broadcast system. Right? It's only a test. So, yes? But Tevish just said, "Av shemachot vayde kvei gemachu." Tevish just said it works. But the Shutiv said you could be Michael. The Shutiv said whenever you want you can be Michael. God said, "Av shemachot vayde kvei gemachu." Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach has a shaila in his sefer, a fascinating shaila. It's a fellow going around collecting, and you know he's a fraud. You know he's a phony. It happens sometimes, you know. I remember once, years ago, there was a fellow who, an immigrant from a different country, came to Avodas. To Avodas for a few months. He was on drugs. One day, he must have been on drugs. He got a middle of Seder. There's a big Aron Kodesh in front with a large marble wall. Middle of Seder, he got up, took out a ball, like a Spalding ball, threw it against the wall and caught it. Threw it against the wall and caught it. Middle of Seder. He was high on something, you know. Anyway, so this guy, you know, they didn't let him in the dorm anymore. He disappeared. One day, he comes around collecting. I told him, "You need $20, right? My $20 is a fix. That's what they always need, only $20 for this or that." So the guy's a fraud. So what do you do? Someone's a fraud. Now, for a quarter, it doesn't pay to make a scene. Are you allowed to give him the quarter? So Yovel if Neiver is a ganiv. So Shlomo Zalman says, "L'chayr be meichel him." But if you meichel him, it's taisvis. Even if you meichel, he's still liable if they're there. So what do you have to do? You have to say, "I meichel you." Say, "Here's the money, and I meichel you." I don't know how that works exactly. There's also a question they have with yeshivas, with doing, when you have genevas. We had in camp a spate of genevas. So what they do is they, I remember we did it, we planted something, and I remember there was someone in my bunk. In the middle of night activity, they sent him to the room to get something, and this guy specialized in tape recorders and radios, so they left out an expensive tape recorder, and my JC was hiding under the bed when the fellow walked in. So we tested him to see if he's going to steal it or not. Still remember, my junior counselor, I'll tell Morty who it was later, he was scared stiff. He didn't, afterwards we asked him, "It was stolen, Taka." He said, "Did you see who it was?" He said, "I saw his sneakers." You know what sneakers he's wearing. So are you allowed to do that? So stay either. So hurry, you have to be Michael ahead of time. What he takes, you're Michael. But that means he can't take it back from him after. You're Michael. The problem like this is, even if you're Michael, you have to be my dear him. How does that work? Very, very hard. It's a very difficult taisvis to understand. Chassam Seifa learns that there's a level of loy rasach, which he calls midas chasidus, and he was in my idea him. He's saying lulei devei taisvis. So Seifa writes in a tshuva, the level of loy rasach, which is midas chasidus, and that you're not able lifnei iver if you test him for it. That's the way he learns. How it fits in the Gemara is very difficult. Rakapanim, this is Sif Gimel, and however you learn it, at Heicha Meiran, it's a Musa Sif. It's really a Musa Sif.
Maybe the son knows every
other principle since his father was not supposed to help you now for future for the past. So he's always Musa Sif. So if he gets angry, I shouldn't have been angry, but I'm sure my father's more. So you know. Someone says, "I'll do an Averis, and it'll be Michael me afterwards."
Mechil doesn't happen, actually. No,
But that's already argument to Gemara. Gemara asks, "Is Avraham Lifnei Iver?" I mean, when the Gemara answers that it was Michael, it means he knows he's always Michael. Maybe. So maybe it wasn't my DM this time. It was DM in general. That's a good pshat in Taisus. Could be it was my DM in general that he's always Michael on his covet. Maybe that's a pshat in Taisus. Okay, let's go on to Siv Dalet. Ezel covet. The bottom line is that I have two pshatim, I'm not sure. Either means afterwards, and even though, like the chinuch says, in the heat of the moment, there's no aveira, but in a situation where it's apparent, you have to restrain yourself even in the heat of the moment. it's better in the Lashon. Well, like the Aruch HaShulchan says, that even to stop them, layach lemaisam. You want to stop them, you can't do it b'derech b'zayin. You try to stop them, but not b'derech b'zayin. Those are the two pshat.
Is the Mechaber coming to teach by his language, he says, Adeichan Moram means anything past this, you don't have to have Moram.
Yeah, okay, this is a limit. It's a high bar, but it's a limit.
But if you can stop someone who's not a parent,
there's no shy, we have to stop him.
But if you do it, it's slow.
You're allowed, if someone's coming to hit you, you're allowed to be mevazin to stop him.
But if you can do it slow, but
oh, you mean you always, yeah, the difference is someone else, you have to say, mevazin. If the only way to do it is mevazin, mevazin, by someone else, it's mutter, by father, it's us. If the only way to stop him is b'derech b'zayin, that's how Aruch HaShulchan learns. If the only way to stop him is b'derech b'zayin, then it's us. Then
what about verbal?
But if it's not b'derech b'zayin, it's b'derech kavid, you can stop them. If it's b'derech b'zayin, then you're not allowed. Siv Dalet. So till now we dealt with Moira Aveim, Izo Kavid, with Kibur Aveim. Specific things. Service. Machila you mashkeyu, given to eat or drink. Malbishu mechase, you help them dress or cover them. Machlis umaitzi, you give them a ride in or a ride out. Parents going to the airport, you give them a lift. Vietnanulai beseber panim yafais. And it's important that you do it with a smile. Shafilu machila bechol yom petumais. Even if you feed them every day, pituma is stuffed geese, steaks. The herolai panam zayafais, you do it with a frown, nenash olav. There's an einish. The mitzvah is not feeding. The mitzvah is showing respect. Feeding is a means of showing respect. So when you feed, you have to show respect. The chen lahepo, says the Rama. Im matzin oved berechayim, even if he tells his father, look, I don't have money, I can't feed you, I need your help. You have to grind the wheat for me. And his kavanah is good, because that's the best thing for his father. And he speaks to him respectfully and shows him his kavanah is for good. If you give him something that's hard for him, but it's good for him, and you do it in a respectful way, and you have to be mishamish with other things, that one is mishamish is adayin. This certainly sounds like Ramesh's taich, that kavod is limited to these things, other things that the parent has no personal hanah from. He says, wear a sweater, it's cold out, or something like that. That's not part of Kibbut Aveim. Zvarim Shashamish Mishamish is Rabbi. That's what it seems here from the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch. So it's basically...
You're getting the father to grind this?
What do you mean?
If a parent is in bed, right, an elderly parent, and he's supposed to get out of bed, so getting him out of bed is to get him to walk, or get him to... Even though it seems...
Right. So the Sefer Chassidim has a halacha here, which is brought in a number of the Achrayim, the Chida and the Aruch HaShulchan, for example. Aruch HaShulchan is in Sivkat Mem Aleph, the Chida is in Birkei Yosef, Sivkat Yud. Now I'll tell you the lashon of the Sefer Chassidim and where it comes up la halach. The Sefer Chassidim says, if the doctor said that his father drinking is sakaras nefashis, and the father says to him, give me a drink, and if not, I'm not malchi you, not noilam azeh, not noilam abba, it's also to give him a drink. That's what Sefer Chassidim says. The father says, if you don't give me a drink, I'm not malchi you, not noilam azeh, not noilam abba. And the father and the doctor said it's a sakana for him. So it says that, of course, you don't give him to drink. It's reminiscent of an episode where Rabbi Yosef, you know, we had the story. Eli Wiesel, in the end of night, if you read night. Reading Eli Wiesel's books on the Holocaust was the Aveira everyone did in high school. Today, nobody's interested. But at the end of the book, after they were freed from the war, Eli Wiesel writes, his father asked him for a drink, and he had, which disease is diphtheria? It's called, what? Typhus, which was sakana, the drink of water. And he writes how he was torn. It was like the last insult. He said he knew his father was going to die anyway. He knew if he gives him to drink, he's going to kill him. And you know, he was torn. He said, anyway, now Sefer Chassidim says you're not allowed to give him to drink. Now it's a double poshet, really. You're not allowed to kill people because of kibbut avei. The shaila is the following. What happens if it's not going to kill him? It's just not healthy for him. It's not his own thing. He's asking.
He has diabetes. He's asking
cigarette. A piece of cake. He's asking for things.
Salt.
Salt. Some blood pressure. It's not going to kill the person, but it's not healthy for him. What's the deal? See, here it's interesting. The Aruch HaShulchan brings the Sefer Chassidim and leaves out the word sakana. He says the father asked for something. The doctor said he shouldn't have it. Doesn't say the word sakana. The doctor said he shouldn't have it. The father said, give it to me, I'm not Mechi, so you shouldn't give it to him. So the Aruch HaShulchan, I assume deliberately, leaves out the word sakana. If it's not healthy for him, it's not something that's gezunt for him, so you don't give it to him. That's not covered. The Birka Yosef says fakert. The Birka Yosef, when he brings it, says that it's only things that are sakana. Truth is, that's the Lashon Sefer Chassidim. And it's very hard to understand which mahalach. What do you understand better? What do you understand better? Derech HaShulchan is easy to understand. No? Therefore, it won't come to sakana. It's going to cause, Leilain will cause him to be blind, it'll cause him to be whatever, to be sluggish.
If one dealt with elderly parents in these situations, you understand
that. But elderly parents is a constant issue. Yeah. Constant issue. If they can stay in bed, they'll atrophy. Not going to die from it, but they have to walk. So what do you do? So the truth is, you should do lamaisa, get someone else to do it. Because no one else can do it. So it's a little hard to know a pshara here. So it's naiver. It's not even aveira by having a cigarette. Even though one cigarette doesn't kill anybody. So the one cigarette, you're not allowed to give. Maybe you're right. What?
And after the first cigarette, and after the second one, it's only one.
It's only one.
It's one at a time.
He knows if that's the one that made the
Yeah, but the early thing we learned about the dressing and things, like a mother who's elderly and needs help being dressed, and it's the mitzvah to dress her, but it's not, you know, to see you.
Well, let's talk about Sefer Chassidim first. Things that are not healthy, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, so even if salt, mother-in-law wants to have salt in her food, and we know it's not good for her.
See, that's a question.
So what we do is we say it's not really good for you, but if you want it, here it is.
All right, so Mark says you should advise her against it, but do it. All right, it seems to be a dispute. I'll tell you what I would think.
She shouldn't sue you? Notify her.
Derech HaShulchan says a psak. He says, if the doctor said something's not good for the parent wants it, you don't give it to him. That's what he's saying. It's not talking about sakana. He's just saying halacha. It's halacha. So you see, he means anytime the doctor says it's no good, he's saying the halacha. It's not a sort of a diuk in but it's lamaisi. He says it. He says. Someone atrophies. He can live in bed a long time.
He'll die 3 years earlier, 5 years earlier.
I'll tell you what I would think, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm right. Just sort of a pshara. There's a rule of Shomer Psalm Hashem. Literally, Shomer Psalm Hashem means that God watches fools. Shomer Psalm Hashem. Well, as a boy, I thought Shomer Psalm means Hashem guards. I somehow thought Psalm means Yirei Shemayim. Say it every day in davening on Shabbos. I always thought Shomer Psalm, Pesi is a fool, but But I thought somehow it meant in context, right. The time I found out I was wrong, I was already in Beis Medrash. Rav Gedalia Shor was trying very hard to quit smoking. And every once in a while he'd mooch a cigarette or someone. So, but he would always tell the boys, that's no good. So once I was standing near his office, there was Svarim there. He walks by with a cigarette. He said to me, I can't help it. He always made sure to tell people. So I told him, no, Shem Reb Sam Hashem. So afterwards I told my Chavrusa what happened. He says, no, you didn't do that. I said, I did. He says, that's not what it means. I said, you're full of baloney. So he showed me Shem Reb Sam Hashem, something else. So I went into his office to ask Mechila. And to ask him Mechila. So he said to me, no, you're right. That's what he said to me. So this one tiny word I'm not going to mess up on again. But That's a question. Thank you. So I would think like this. There's a rule of Shem Yisrael Hashem that means Shem Yisrael Hashem, or Moshe writes, it's a halachic concept. Things that are not healthy for a person, they're not gesund for a person. However, most people do it. Most people ignore it and do it. 20-ounce cup of soda. Or potato chips. Potato chips are not good for anybody. Cookies. But people eat it. Cookies are healthy. Cookies, we don't start off with. It's a halachic concept. Ramesha writes about smoking in his Truvim 73. Shem Hashem, it's a halachic concept. The Gemara says that certain things are not healthy, but it's Dashu Bei Rabim. Hashem Ripsoam Hashem, so Ramesh is Masbir, that the Isser is a geder of things that the world is careful of because of Hashem Ripsoam, because of Sakana. Something which is potentially a Sakana. So it's statistically, if you stay home, you don't walk out of your house, statistically, you have less of a chance of getting hit by a car.
You go to Shir.
Right? You stay in the Beis Medrash 24 hours, you're safe, right? So it's not awesome to go out. That's together, Hashem Yipsam Hashem. Not everything that is a statistical sakana is awesome. Now, someone, Loyalain, with diabetes, a certain amount that people are in the gray area, a certain part that's in a dark area, is blood pressure. Some people have slightly elevated blood pressure, and they're careful, and some people have severely elevated blood pressure, and it's poison for them. It would seem that would be a gather. You can't ask a person to give his parents something that technically is mutter. It's technically okay. So it would seem that would seem to be a gather in something. Like Rabbi Shua said, if he's also to do it, so how could you give it to him? If he's technically allowed to do it, it's hard to understand that you cannot. So it would seem that would be sort of a gather advarim. And how to draw the line in this area. It's very, very difficult, especially taking medication. There's especially Yetzirah for people who are ill not taking medication. The psychologists call it a type of denial that taking medication is a, especially Yetzirah for it. And Adam Gadol once told me, what do you mean, psychologists? The Yetzirah shtells on a person's biggest mitzvah. For a sick person, the biggest mitzvah he has is to take care of his health. So of course the Yetzer tries to get him to not do it, because that's his biggest mitzvah. So to help to take medication, it's something many children find themselves in a place where they have to compel the parents.
According to the Aruch HaShulchan, who says that if the doctor says he shouldn't, the parent should have it, you shouldn't give it to him. Are you Mekayim Kibudov by not giving it to him?
It's a good argument there. It's not to say it's kibud,
it's like
because
it's
not mechabed him.
Service.
I don't know if it's kibud, but yeah.
It all depends on the denial. And in status, you're saying that the Yitzhara, he has no khira. All the people that are not Muslim should
be I don't know, you have to get someone else to do it. If someone knows that a parent, let's say, has to exercise and they're staying at home, you have to get someone else to do it.
That's
not there.
That's why you can't. So the same as a doctor, there's no one else he can take out of his parents.
So if our pidin demachoyev to do it, then certainly his sons will have to try to do it.
Did Rav Shulchan drawing a line
and the doctor said it's not good for you, then what you have to go by?
Dr. Shulchan said, I think his lashon is, the doctor said, Shiyazi Kenu. That it's going to do him harm. It's going to do him. That's Dr. Shulchan is saying. Yeah, but you see, there are times a person has slightly elevated blood pressure. So you have to be careful. Does that mean you can never have any salt? Or it's not a good idea for him ever to have salt.
But the
doctor, a good doctor doesn't say it's a gray area, because then, you know, the patient will say, okay, so I'm not going to talk, but sure, I could give. You know, something like that. And he says it's gray. He says, don't talk at all. They won't talk at all. That's not what the doctor said to me. You know, it depends. If you say gray, you know, people cheat. So I don't know. It's hard to say. Yedei Achayla Maris. Now there are times where Achayla knows he's intelligent. He knows his Chayli. He knows Leilenu he's dying, and it's silly. You know, the Keshe Rabban was a silly thing. You know, he was already in end stage cancer, and they're telling him he has to walk or else. I mean, you know, it doesn't make any sense. DNR is a halachic shayla. If the parent says DNR and it's mutter, you have to listen. The parent says DNR and it's aser, so it's like anything else. You have to ask a shayla. If it's mutter, you should listen to him. If it's aser, then you should listen. If it's mutter, you should. In cases where it's mutter but not obligated, so then you should listen. All right, let's go to Sifhei. Ze shama chiloi umashkeyu mishalav. Now here, the Gemara has a shayla. The Gemara has an ibaya. Kibbut ave'im mishel av oy mishel ben. Now make sure you understand what these words mean. Who has to pay? Who has to pay for it? Your mother calls you and says, I need a container of milk. Are you obligated to spend your money on the container of milk? Or your father, or your parents' money? A container of milk is not a big deal. Parent says, I want to go to Florida. Could the son say, fine, I'll make all the arrangements. Now give me your credit card number. The parent can't afford to go to Florida. The parent says, no, I want you to pay for it. Is the son obligated to be the kaim kibbut ave'im who's spending money? That's the ibaya in the Gemara. Mishal av or mishal ben. Now there's no question if the son spends his money, he's the kaim kibbut ave'im. Question is the son obligated? Is the rechiyuv mishal ben? So Shulchan Aruch paskins, ze shamachila yumashkehu. This, which you give cover to your parents, Mishel Av, you're only obligated to do so from a parent's money. Mishel Av, im yeshlai, if the parents have money. Vim ein la'av yeshla ben, if the father doesn't have money, and only the son has money, kaifen oisai v'zan aviv k'mik fima shehu yachol. Now here we're going to have a machlekes mechaber ramah. The mechaber shita is, that we only paskin Mishel Av when the father has money. He has money, it's too cheap. He wants to leave himself a cushion of money in the bank. Then the son's not mechuyif to spend. However, if the parent doesn't have money, the shita of the mechaber is, kaifen oisa, we force the son, v'zon aviv k'fi mashu yachol. V'im ein leben, if the son also doesn't have money, ein echayiv la'azor el psachim la'achal alav, he doesn't go around begging for his parents. He says, I don't have money. So a kid sends you to Florida. That's the Mechaber Shita. The halacha doesn't change. If the father has money, the son is not obligated. The son could, but he's not obligated. The Ramah says, Ramah says, no. Really, we paskin Michelle. Av. The son doesn't have to spend money. However, there's a din in Hilchot Tzedakah. That a karav kaidim. In dinei tzedakah, you have to give your tzedakah to your closest relative. So Zakta Ramah, ein echayiv liten le'irak shemuchayiv liten le'tzedakah. He only has to give him what he would have to give to tzedakah, so he has to give it to his parents. But Ramah is, u'makamakan, if yodei maseges, if the son has money. Tavei me'era l'mishem mefarnis avim memoiz tzedaka shalai. It's inappropriate. A person is cursed that he has money and he's only giving his father from his tzedakah money. So we didn't finish the Mechaber. Mechaber goes on, but let's stop here. So we have here quite a coming together of issues. When the father has money, no shayla. The son is not mechuyav to spend money. Even the son is wealthy. If the father has money, then the son doesn't have to spend money. The father doesn't have money, so the son is wealthy, he should spend money anyway. The son himself is struggling, so then he should take from the tzedakah that he gives, and he should use the tzedakah money for his parents. According to the Ramah, according to the Mechaber, even if you are, according to the Mechaber, even more than your tzedakah money, if you have money, then the Mechaber holds kaif.
It's not by feeding your father. Let's say you're sending him to Florida,
Anything that's misharei, everything going to Florida is machnisa yomediyai. It's all part of the normal pleasures of elderly parents.
You're saying if the father has money, then you don't have to. So what does that mean? You don't have to do what he wants, or you have to steal?
You don't have to spend money.
You don't do what he wants, or you steal his money. It's charge him to do what he wants.
So this Shaila once came up with a different relative, I think. A wealthy person who has money in the bank, and the question is, he's too cheap. He doesn't want to spend the money from the bank, so what do you do? So if it's a sakana, you steal his money and use his money. For sakana, you're allowed to steal a person's money. But why don't the father has money? He's cheap. He's too cheap to spend. So the Aruch HaShulchan here writes, it's Sifkat Yudches, that's the Gemara. The Gemara is, according to Mechaber, is Mishal Av Mishal Ben. The Ben's not mechuyav to spend money. Mechaber says it's talking where the father has money, but doesn't want to spend it. Father doesn't want to spend it, so then
you don't do it.
So you're not mechuyav to do it. You can't steal his money to send to Florida. If he need, can't steal his money.
So you don't listen.
Now the question is in Lomdis, why is this mitzvah different than any other mitzvah saseh? On every mitzvah saseh, you have to spend that chayvish melechasav. Why should kibur av ve'eim be any different than any other mitzvah? Chazal initiates this kasha. It says, why is kibur av ve'eim any different than any mitzvah? Mitzvah saseh, you have to spend chayvish melechasav. So why shouldn't you have to spend chayvish melechasav? So your father has money, doesn't want to spend it. He's telling you to spend it. Why shouldn't you be mechayiv?
What's the source of that you have to spend?
Gemara is Nibaya. Shabbat, Gemara is Maskar,
is
Mishal.
I don't think so.
So the Chazainish answers, I think this is, and that's what he says in two lines, this is what he's saying. Kovid, honor. You have a lot of dargis in honor. How much kovid is kovid? Certain amount of kovid, someone walks in, you go like this. It's a bigger amount of kovid, someone walks in, you stand up all the way. It's a bigger amount of kovid, someone walks in, you stand up, and you go to greet him. Kovid comes in many different shades, in many different levels of kovid. The shaila is, till how much is kibur av ve'eim? Okay, arechon meirai, arechon kvaida. What's the level? The boyim mishal av mishal ben is a shaila. Till what level are you mechuyev l'chavdai? Till what point? Look, if he doesn't ask for something, you're not mechuyev to go visit him every night and tuck him in, and if he's an elderly parent and he knows he struggles to go to the store, but you don't ask him, the parent does it. You're not mechuyev to go every day and go to the store for him. It's a kiyum mitzvah. It's not an obligation. So ad heichon kibbut is a shayla, how far? Mishel av is a certain level of kavod. Mishel ben is a higher level of kavod. So the Gemara's shayla is, how much kovid are you mechuyev? It's a high level of kovid. Your parents have money. They're too cheap to spend it. And they're telling you to spend it. So the Mechaber says, that's shot in the Gemara. That much kovid you don't have to give. Rabbah says, no. Even if the parents don't have money. But you also, you're tight. So you're also not mechuyev. It's a certain level of kovid. to darga of kavod, which until that darga of kavod, that's how much kavod you have to give. That's how Chazon Ish, I understand, learns this halach. The question, because the mitzvahs are say that we're defining the mitzvahs are say the mitzvah of kavod is to be mishamishim, to be matriach for him, to spend for him. That's a bigger level of kavod. That's not the taichin of mitzvah. And therefore, on this mitzvah, you don't have to spend, because you're not mechuyev to give that level of kavod. Now, if you need to get there, you have to spend money to get to your father in order to be mishamishim, that's a separate issue. I'm going to talk about it shortly. But we're going to learn the second half of the Mechaber. However, so that you have to spend chayvish melechasam to go to him, to help him. However, to pay for his flight when he has money, that's a darug of kavod that you're not mechuyev. The amount, just like you're only mechuyev, he walks in, you're mechuyev to stand up. I'm mechuyev to stand up and walk over to him and greet him. It's a level of kavod.
The question is, if the mitzvah sasei, I'm supposed to
send the chavish. No, there's no mitzvah sasei past a certain point. There is no mitzvah. The mitzvah is till this point is the chiyuv of kavod. Beyond that, there's not.
So
right? Just like you don't have to spend more than a chavish. It's up to a chavish is how much you have to spend on a mitzvah. By kibbut ava'im, the definition of kavod is until this amount. Why don't you have to spend money to send them to Florida? That's not included in the mitzvah.
What you're saying is, you do have to spend up to a chaimish.
You do have to spend, but we're defining the mitzvah. We're defining that that's not the mitzvah.
Why don't you have to spend the chaimish? The answer is, you do.
You do, but that's not the mitzvah.
Then you're saying, okay, well, now, that's a different question. Question is what
covet is. So saying is that that's this question. This din in the Shulchan Aruch is saying a definition of what's covet. Memela, spending money is not the dog of covet that you're obligated.
Is it possible?
The rule applies, except that.
Is it possible to say that the mitzvah is not to spend money or to support your parents financially? It's covered, it's about people, it's whatever. But there is no, you don't have to spend, if there's no mitzvah to spend even one penny, if there is no mitzvah to spend one penny, then there is no question of funds.
That's what I'm saying.
Why is mitzvah above a tiffin? I said, Hidur mitzvah.
What?
Why is that different than Hidur mitzvah?
We should be Hidur mitzvah, Achlish. A shlish of a mitzvah. Yes. See, hidden mitzvah is a third of what you have to spend otherwise. Since you have to spend zero, so for the hidden mitzvah, you have to get a third of zero. Right? Hidden mitzvah is shlish b'mitzvah. Right. So whatever you spend the mitzvah, you have to get a third.
Let's say an esrog, okay?
So I ask you, $100, say I spend $133.
Okay, and if you spend $200, you're not like...
It's spend a third of that.
Is that more than a hidden mitzvah?
It is. But you're not obligated. It's definitely a hidden mitzvah to spend your own money to send your parents, even if you're not mechuyev to. No shaila, I agree. We're talking about the obligation. The obligation is zero. So the hidden mitzvah can't be more than zero. The obligation.
Okay.
It's a kiyum mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah.
Why do you, if you have a situation where the parent doesn't feel he needs an aid, but anybody needs an aid, so now what do you do?
The parent doesn't want an aid.
Because he doesn't feel like he needs aid. I mean, this is a common, that would be very,
it's a very common problem.
So now what do you do? Now,
either you convince him.
He has the money. You feel he doesn't want to spend the money.
You don't want to leave them by themselves. They don't want somebody
that... Cork nefesh is no shaila. It's a common problem. And sometimes in medical procedures, they don't want to spend money.
Right. It's a
if it's sakana, there's no shaila. It's a question.
Do you take his money? Or look what you do.
If they call one,
it's a very difficult issue. What do you do? And there are times where children spend their own money, and then when it comes to Yerusha, there's fights because you know they spent money, they did things, and. And the other siblings don't appreciate it, and it makes a lot of problems. It's a very, very difficult thing. You really have to try to get someone else to do it. The parent has a rav, has a rebbe. Very often, the rav or rebbe predeceased them. You know, they're people are elderly, so it's a very hard. It's a very, very hard thing. You have to try as best you can in a nice way.
How does the rav compare to doctor to this? If it's a question of sending parents to Florida, like, I mean, on the one hand, you know, you're giving tzedakah to places that really need it.
Yeah, it's a question of until how much. Well, he's talking with the parents that are eligible. They don't have money. So then, if they're eligible, I mean, you wouldn't give stam a person money to go to Florida from tzedakah right, money. It's a good question. So I'm not sure. Okay, I agree with you. Tavi Meira, according to Mechaber, according to Rama, he says if you can afford to, you shouldn't.
Could you give your money? Could you give tzedakah first and then pay
the rest? The Achrayim consider using tzedakah money for a parent where you don't have to be bezayin. Not because they know about it, but they don't know about it. It's a derek bezayin. Now let's read the end of the Mechaber. Let's read the end of the Mechaber. Now here the question is a very hard question. If a person is working, and if he goes every time to Mishamish's parents, he's going to get fired. He can't leave work every time. So listen to the Mechaber. Avachayev l'chabdai begufay, afa pisha v'taykach batal b'malachtai. Even though he's going to mess up his work. V'itztarach l'azar al-psachim. Amazing. He's going to have to go collecting. V'davka d'isla b'mezayin isla tzune ahu yayma. Listen to this. Only if the child has enough food for one day. If he doesn't have for that day, however, the Mechaber says that otherwise, so this is an extremely difficult Mechaber. Now the good news for us Ashkenazim is that Ramosha writes in his Ha'aris on Kedushin, I wrote down the Ha'ara number for those who are interested. Ramosha writes that this is the Mechaber l'shitasai. The Mechaber l'shitasai, Harachof Aleph at the end of Sefer Kedushin, that this is Mechaber l'shitasai, that the son has to spend his own money for his parents. He has a job, he has a business, so he has to give up his business if his parents don't have money. However, the Ramah l'shitasai holds he never have to spend Michel Ben, and for him to give up a job, that is Michel Ben, and that you're not mechayiv to do.
Why isn't Ramah coming?
I want to add, there's another rule that Ramosha writes earlier, which is really less of a chiddush. The mitzvah to give time to your parents is only your time. If I own time, I'm mechayiv to give up my time to be mishamish my parents. Let's say I have time, but it's already obligated to someone else. It's already, I'm a chuyiv to someone else. Like in marriage, a person has obligations to his wife, a woman has obligations to the husband. So the halacha is that a person, his wife takes precedence to his parents, or a husband takes precedence to parents. Why? So it's interesting, it says, ishi maivavav tiro, ish sipik biyadei lasis, isha ain sipik biyadei lasis. She has obligations to her family. She doesn't have to give up her family obligations. Why not? So Ramosha says, because it's not her time. Her time, she has to give up. Someone once asked, how do you know a man has to? I know a man, so I thought it's a pasuk. Okay. No, it's a pasuk in the Chumash. So what does that mean? If it's not my time, I can't give it away to my parents. I can only give them what's mine. I'm not mechayiv to steal. So if I'm a worker in a business, and if I don't show up, my boss is going to have a hefsid. It's not my time. I'm already obligated. I obligated myself to someone. It's not my time. If I don't show up at work, if I don't open the store's not going to be open. If I don't answer the phone, no one's going to answer the phone. When a person has time that's not his time, so then let's not do a mechaber amah. You can't give away something that's not yours for kibbutz aveh. Only something that's yours. It's not the same as Lisa say. It's just that you can't give away something that's not yours to someone else. It's not your time. Quit your job. But they're asking for... Well, right now, they're asking me to pick myself up now and go. I can't do it now. I'm obligated to someone. I have to plan ahead and quit my job because he might ask me. I don't think so. What?
I can lose a day of work or I can lose my job. Those are two different losses.
Those are two different losses.
Totally in their apple today because he's talking about that in the time when everybody worked and they made money for that day. But son, I don't make money for today when I go to work.
So that's a clown that Aruch HaShulchan writes in three or four places, that losing a job is not Menias HaRevach. It's Hefsid. The Cholmayid writes in Luchas Cholmayid, writes, you're allowed to go to work. It's Menias HaRevach. Not Menias HaRevach. Losing a job is... What? They need to have some meruba. They don't do for anything. But they did shiva after 3 days for Davarav Yalat.
Can you say based on
Ramesha? So Ramesha is mazbi because the halachi is the woman has to move to the husband's city. So he says that's why he uses the lasha. There are times a man is also not, but a woman is typically and such. I want to leave you with one shaila, a great shaila. I'm not sure what the answer is. Someone asked me this question. His parents didn't have any money. And they were getting thrown out of their rented apartment. And really the only option for them where they lived was to buy a co-op. Was to buy, to spend whatever, $50,000, $60,000 on a co-op. The only practical thing for them. So the parents didn't have any money. So the children also didn't have money. So they took together from tzedakah money and they gave it to the parents to buy. They bought this co-op and they had it. What was the shaila? Shaila was Achamei Ve'esrim. So children came to me and they said, now they're inheriting this co-op, which was bought with their own tzedakah money. So what happens now? Does it become theirs? Or do they have to look at it as tzedakahs? What do you say? What about the Karen? Rebbech, maybe they could keep it. Maybe they'll give the Karen back and it went up in price. That was dumb. Technically, I think it belongs to the peer. What would be if Stam a person collected money elsewhere and died and left Yerusha? Okay, Sivvav and Mitzvah Hashem next week.